Our final story from the Busted Storytelling Slam is from Peter Gerzik.
Ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to skydive. But in New South Wales, you can't skydive until you're 18. I mean, you can do your tandem skydive when you're 16, but I wasn't interested in the sissy stuff. I wanted to go flying solo. But as a 17-year-old uni student, I couldn't afford anything like that. I had nothing, and my lovely family decided to put all their money together for my 18th birthday present and get me a skydiving course, which is really cool. You do like 5 weeks... evening sessions where they train you when you get in a harness, and then you get to jump out of a plane by yourself. So I did the course each week, and they teach you different things. They teach you like the signals, you know, when they point to your eyes, it means you've got to check your horizon, and the position. So, you know, the classic position: legs back, arms back, fingers back, head back, everything back. And they give you the signal for that is when they shake you. So whenever they would train you, you know, you'd be in the harness, they'd shake you, and you. Like a little starfish, you know, you've got to throw everything back. So the day of the jump came around, and I'm pretty excited. I get my gear, and they explain to me a really crucial part of this, and that is when you pull your ripcord, you actually pull it right out. It comes completely out, and you have to hold on to it because a lot of jumpers, strangely enough, in their first jump are a little bit distracted, and they simply let go of it completely. It goes to the ground and never to be seen again. And they charge you $50 for it. Now 18-year-old uni student, there was no way I was paying $50 for a ripcord that I was never going to see again. So I was determined to hold on to it. And I'm in the plane, and it's one of these planes where the back opens down. And while the tandem skydivers run out forwards, when you're going solo like me, the cool kid, you go out backwards. So I'm sitting at the back of the plane looking at everyone else who's looking back at the back of the plane, and the door starts to open. And you can see the light filter in and the blood filter out of all the faces of the people in front of me. And it's the most relaxing thing ever to see everyone else more scared than you are. So I step to the edge of the plane, and you hang there. And you actually hang with one foot out the back, half your foot off, your heel hanging off, hanging there, and then you jump back. And you're just in a world by yourself. Now, you do, thankfully, have an instructor who goes down right next to you, but you're floating there, and I'm having the time of my life, and I'm checking my horizon, he's giving me the signals, and then the time comes to pull the cord. And I pull my ripcord, and I start counting, 1-1,000, 2-1,000, and I get to 2.5, and my parachute still hasn't opened. So at this point, I'm going to explain to you how parachute works. It's a good time. You pull the ripcord, and a little spring sends a mini parachute up, and that catches the air, and then the mini parachute pulls the rest of the parachute open. So what they train you in the course is that sometimes your little mini parachute can get stuck in your own slipstream. So you count to three, as I was doing, and then you roll sideways, and then the wind will catch it, and all is good. Unfortunately, that's not what happened with my parachute. The spring became completely jammed in the casing. Thankful that he was there, my instructor, seeing this, and this is all in less than 2.5 seconds, saw the problem, jumped onto my back, put his knee on it, and ripped open my parachute. All completely unbeknownst to me. I'm just sitting there going, ah, la, 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 la. I feel the shake. And go crashing to the ground. Anyway, so the parachute comes out. I'm happy. I'm floating down. I'm, you know, the happiest man alive. And I get down. We get back to the centre, and I start taking off the gear. And he says, look, I need to explain to you what happened. Your parachute was busted. And it tenuous, I know. And strangely enough, my first reaction was, cool. I went skydiving and my parachute didn't open. So I'm happy. I'm packing up my gear. I take it back to the counter and the lady says, where's your ripcord? And I'm looking down going, no, I had it. And I think back and I remember pulling my ripcord and I remember 10,000 or whatever, 3,000 feet in the air, I was looking at it going, yes, I've got it. And I don't know what happened. So I can't produce it. So begrudgingly, I fork over the $50. I'm devastated. I drive home about 300 miles an hour, going, yeah, like massive adrenaline rush. And it's only when I get home, making a cup of tea, calming down, and I think through what happened. I jumped out of the plane, and I looked around, I checked my horizon, the time came, I pulled the ripcord, and I had it in my hand. And then that's when my parachute didn't open, and he kneeled on me, and I felt him shake me. Thank you.
Peter Gerzik with that story.